各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
很高兴来到南城县华人浸信会。
I'm honored to be here, the Southern Baptist Chinese Community Church.
跟弟兄姐妹分享神的话语。
To share God's words with you.
那今天我证道的题目是归回圣经。
The title of today's sermon is Back to the Bible.
也感谢 James 弟兄的翻译。
So we will have translation today.
好，我们一开始一起来祷告。
So let's pray together.
天父，我们现在要来分享你的话语。
Heavenly Father, we're going to share your word.
恳求真理的圣灵与我们同在。
May the Spirit truth be with us.
开启我们的心，使我们可以领受神的话语。
Open our heart to receive your word.
祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我一开始跟大家谈一下归回圣经的迫切性跟必要性。
So first, I'd like to share with you the urgency and necessity of returning to the Bible.
想大家都会感到说，近年来无论是在国内还是在国际，好像情况都很不安定。
It doesn't matter domestic or internationally, it's chaos everywhere.
说到这个疫情呢，也是时好时坏。
Pandemics ups and downs, peaks and valleys.
你都不知道下一步会发生什么事情。
So we don't know what's going to happen next.
今年有一次我从外地回来，就沿着海岸线回洛杉矶。
So one time I drove along the coastline back to Los Angeles.
天黑了又起了大雾。
So it's dark and foggy.
在山区里面开车。
So in the mountainous area.
那能见度非常的低。
Visibility is pretty poor.
你也不晓得下一个转弯在哪里。
So you don't know where the next turn is going to be.
你也不晓得什么时候对面会来一辆大卡车。
And you don't know when the oncoming traffic will come.
那如果像那种情况之下，有人他不打开他的车灯
，If they don't turn on their headlight，
他也不减低速度
，And not slowing down，
他反而是踩足了油门这样子横冲直撞
，And step on the gas。
那他不但是危害到自己，也危害到其他的人。
So this person will endanger not only himself but people around him.
那如果像现在这种情况啊，在这个疫情跟政治的这种迷雾当中
，especially right now is murky with pandemic and politics。
如果基督徒他不用圣经的真理来照亮路途
，so if we do not use the light of the Bible to illuminate us，
反而发表激烈的言辞，横冲直撞
，and then just with their own opinion forging ahead，
一定会让很多人受到伤害
，that will harm many peoples。
那比起阳光普照的日子，我觉得我们现在更需要归回圣经。
So compared to sunny days, we definitely need to return to the Bible.
那政治跟疫情这两个东西造成很大的浓雾，现在已经2021年了嘛，还是一样。
So even though it's 2021, the politics and pandemic still very murky.
你看啊，同样是基督徒啊，有人赞成打疫苗，有人反对。
Among Christians, some for, some against vaccination.
那同样是基督徒啊，有人赞成戴口罩，有人反对。
Same for or against mask.
那同样是基督徒，有人认为拜登已经当选了美国总统，那有人到现在认为那是一个骗局。
So even there's debate about presidential election result. Some claim it's fraud.
那也许会问，是不是就是我们这种普通老百姓、一般的基督徒才会搞不清楚状况？那些上层阶级的人，那些宗教领袖，他们一定很清楚。
We were saying maybe that's ordinary people confused, so the religious leader should know.
以天主教来说
，So in Catholic,
教宗法兰西斯他就呼吁大家去打疫苗。他认为说，你这样子去做的话，是一个爱心的行动，因为你不要传染给别人。
So Pope Francis urged people to get vaccinated. It's an act of love because you will not infect others.
再看这一位，这东西， okay. 这一位是美国的红衣主教雷蒙·伯克。
This is a cardinal in the United States, Raymond Burke.
他反对打疫苗。
He criticized about vaccination.
他认为如果你去打疫苗的话，你就是不相信耶稣基督会保护你。
So taking vaccination is disbelief that Jesus Christ will protect you.
那上个月这位主教他得了 COVID， 然后现在是 on ventilator.
So last month he tested positive and right now on ventilator.
你说那只是天主教， how about 基督教？
But what about Protestant?
这位是 Andy Stanley。
So this is a famous attorney, famous.
他的教会啊 ，North Point Church 是美国第二大教会。
So he pastored the second largest church in the nation.
一般我们洛杉矶的人觉得说 ，Rick Warren 的 Saddleback 是很大的教会。
So we all know Saddleback is a big church here.
Yeah, Saddleback 大概两万多人 ，North Point 在亚特兰大四万多人。
So Rick Warren 20,000 congregation and Stanley congregation 40,000 in Atlanta.
他在疫情一开始，他就决定说：“哦，我们要把教会给关起来。说这样子呢，我们是对会众跟对周围的邻居负责任。”
So at the beginning of the pandemic, he decided to close the church because that's the responsible thing to do to protect neighbors and congregations.
但是同样是基督教的领袖。
Same religious leader in Protestant.
这位我们熟悉，就是洛杉矶的约翰麦克阿瑟牧师，他的恩典社区教会一直保持开放。
And we all know John McCarthy kept Grace Community Church open all the time.
他认为在现场聚会是神的命令。
So he said it's God's command to worship in person.
如果你不在现场聚会的话，就是。
So you don't come to church to worship in person is disobey God.
那我们应该听谁的？
So who should I listen to?
那关于投票方面，
especially about voting.
同样是基督徒，
same Christians.
有人认为投票给共和党的才是真的基督徒。如果你投票给民主党呢，你就是投票给。堕胎投票给同性恋。
Some Christians vote only for Republicans since Democrats are for abortion and homosexuality.
但是也是基督徒，他会认为说，你投票给民主党的才是真的基督徒。那如果你投票给共和党的话呢，那你就是投票给种族歧视，投票给污染地球，跟投票给剥削穷人。
Some vote for Democrats only among Christians, since Republicans are for racism, pollution, and exploiting the poor.
那好比说，现在你发现，在同一间教会里有一个弟兄或姐妹，哎，他投票跟你不一样，刚好相反。
So you discover a brother and sister vote, different from you.
那你觉得说我是基督徒啊
？So I'm a Christian.
那个人是不是基督徒
？So what about he or her?
他投票跟我不一样，他还是不是个基督徒
？And he or she vote different.
就是说，在这种看不清楚的情况之下，那么我们是不是有一个，就是有灯光的，是照亮的一个 choice？
Do we need light to give us the choice？
就在这些生活的议题上，好比说如何去投票啦。打不打疫苗了，戴不戴口罩了，那我应该做什么选择呢
？So how we choose vote, vaccine, or mask?
其实比这个更重要的就是，如果我遇到有人选择跟我不一样，那我应该用什么态度来对他
？So what about our attitude against disagreement?
那这个时候，我想我们提出跟从耶稣，跟研读圣经，应该是再恰当不过的时候了。
So that's the importance of following Jesus and returning to the Bible.
耶稣是我们的光。
So Jesus is our light.
主耶稣说，我是世上的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走。
Because the Lord is a light, whoever follow me will not be in the dark.
只要我们知道我真的是在跟从主耶稣，那弟兄姐妹就不怕黑暗。
If we follow Jesus, there'll be no darkness.
圣经是我们的光。
Bible is our light.
你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
那现在就是问题来了，既然大家的立场不一样，那到底是谁在跟从耶稣？哎，那到底谁有读圣经
？Quandary, since we have different opinion, then who follow Jesus? Who read the Bible?
那李姐妹反对打疫苗，她说 我是跟从耶稣的人，但是张弟兄他说我赞成打疫苗，我也是跟从耶稣的人。
Sister Lee is against vaccination and she claims to follow Jesus. Brother John is for vaccination and he also claimed to follow Jesus.
那政治立场不同的人，民主党、共和党，哎，他们都说自己是根据圣经。
The Republican Democrat, they said all the followers of Jesus.
那这是怎么回事呢？
But how could it be?
在耶稣的十二个门徒当中，有一个人叫做奋锐党的西门。
So there's a twice, right, Simon.
大家知道他是做什么的
？Do you know his background?
什么叫做奋锐党
？So what's the? Oh,
就是犹太人复国主义者。
So it's a kind of Zionist.
他们也叫匕首党，这个袍子里面带着刀的。
Or call themselves dagger.
专门是刺杀罗马人或者是给罗马人做走狗的犹太人。
So assassinate Rome or the follower of Roman's orders.
但是在十二门徒当中有一个人叫做税吏马太。
But also a tax collector.
他是干嘛的
？So what does tax collector do?
他是给罗马人收税的。
So he collect tax for the Romans.
这两个人立场完全不同。
So they're totally polar opposite.
却是耶稣十二门徒中的两个。
But there are two among the 12 disciples.
可不可能说都是跟从耶稣的，但是他们的一些立场会不一样呢
？So could follower be Jesus a different attitude and opinion?
那弟兄姐妹，就是事情是这样子，我们跟从主在神国的大事上面。我们目标是相同的，但是在这个世界的小事情上，我们可以有不同的选择。
So in major issue, we need to be the same. But for minor issue, we can have our own choice.
如果大小分不出来的，就不必谈了，就没什么好谈的。
So we need to differentiate the major and minor issues.
大家记得耶稣怎么责备法利赛人吗
？You remember how Jesus accused Pharisees?
马太福音二十三章二十三到二十四节，耶稣。意思这样说，哦，你们这些假冒为善的法利赛人，
so you hypocrite, right?
说你们把薄荷、茴香还有芹菜都献上十分之一。
So you take the tithes for the vegetables.
但呢，更重要的事情就是公义、怜悯、信实，你们反倒不去行。
But then you disregard the most important thing, the justice, the righteousness.
那耶稣又用了一个非常 dramatic 的一个比喻说。哦，骆驼你们倒吞下去，那些小虫子你们滤出来。
So they use an analogy: you swallow the camel, but spit out the little flies.
责备他们轻重不分。
So accuse them, don't know what's major, what's minor.
这么大的骆驼跟小虫子，你们看不出谁大谁小。
So you can't differentiate camel and a fly.
那么我们再来说读圣经这件事情。
So what about reading the Bible?
到底有谁在读圣经？
Who the one who really read the Bible?
这是一间浸信会，这是 LifeWay 浸信会做的 survey.
So this is a LifeWay Baptist survey.
Yeah. 就实际上呢，大家都心知肚明，就是基督徒不读圣经是一个公认的事实。
So it's a fact. So-called Christian rarely study Bible.
说自己根据圣经的人，他未必认真读过圣经。
Self-proclaimed Bible-based people may not have seriously studied Bible.
就是问一下嘛，谁读完了利未记
？So who finished the Book of Levi?
谁读完了生命记
？Who did Deuteronomy?
谢谢那些举手的弟兄姐妹。我是那好比说，诗篇有一百五十篇，都读完了吗
？So what about all the Psalm 150?
先知书里面的以西结书全部读完了吗
？And prophets Ezekiel.
就是在所有的基督徒当中，这些能够读完圣经的弟兄姐妹，其实他们是占的是少数。
Minority finish all the Bible among Christians.
但是所有的基督徒几乎都会说，我是根据圣经的。
But almost all Christians claim they're Bible based.
那么，就是读圣经，他未必会去花这个功夫，但是大家会常常去，看一些 YouTube 也好，听一些 Radio 也好，就去听一些别的东西。就是宁可去道听途说，但是不肯去读圣经；宁可去听人的话，但是不想要去听神的话。
So most people believe hearsay rather than study Bible. Most rather accept words of others than the word of God.
那我们现在要归回圣经，那圣经到底有什么功能呢？
So returning the Bible for the functions.
圣经有三个主要的功能。
Three major functions.
第一个就是救恩的功能。
First is salvation.
因为圣经是为耶稣基督做见证的一本书。
So Bible testifies about Jesus.
第二个功能就是我们讲的这个照亮、照明的功能。
Second, illumination.
读圣经使我们有从神来的智慧，能够分辨好歹。
Reading Bible can distinguish good from evil.
在希伯来书里面有一段就是说，哦，你们，就是我没办法跟你们讲说，因为你们还是吃奶的，不是吃干粮的。如果是吃干粮的人，他就能够心练习练的通达，就能够分辨好歹了。
So it's like study Bible like drinking milk and eating solid food. If you're eating solid food, you can differentiate.
好，那个第三个功能就是装备。
The third function, equipping.
使我们能够做各样神眼中看为好的事情。
So that we can do every good work for God.
我们来说说。圣经给耶稣基督做见证这件事情。
Let's talk about the Bible testify about Jesus.
有一次耶稣跟法利赛人在那里谈话的过程中，耶稣这样子说，他说，哦，你们这些法利赛人查考圣经，因为你们以为内中有永生，但是你们知道不知道，给我做见证的就是这经，然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
Once Jesus debated Pharisees, and he told them, "You search the Scripture, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are the which testified of me, but you are not willing to come to me."
那我们就是来问一下，就是 OK 啊，新约圣经，我们晓得新约圣经记载耶稣基督钉十字架，给我们成就救恩。说 OK， 新约圣经给耶稣做见证是理所当然的，但是旧约呢？
So it's obvious the New Testament testifies about Jesus, the crucifixion, and the resurrection. What about Old Testament?
旧约也给耶稣做见证吗？
Old Testament also testified about Jesus.
就是我们应该就是注意到，就耶稣对法利赛人说，给我做见证的就是这经的时候，那个时候还没有新约，他讲的就是旧约。
So when Jesus says Scripture testified about me, there was no New Testament at the time.
那弟兄姐妹，事实上是整本圣经都是在为耶稣基督做见证。
Actually, whole Bible testified about Jesus.
那圣经是神的启示。
Revealed by God.
他的信息是连贯性的、一致性的。
With congruent messages.
他讲述的就是神借着他儿子耶稣基督拯救我们这些堕落的人类的故事。
About God redeeming fallen human race through Jesus Christ.
这就讲到我们得救的这个过程。
So this is the process of salvation.
当使徒保罗传福音的时候，他就对罗马人这样子说：“哦，可见信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。”
So when Paul spread the gospel, he told Romans, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ.
在他讲到这句话之前呢，他先说了一下说，哦，只要呼求主名的就可以得救，但是如果人未曾信他，那怎么来求他呢？未曾听见怎么信他呢？未曾没有传道的怎么能听见呢？那没有奉差遣的怎么能传道？他讲的就是要有人先去传道，然后才会有人听见，有人听到这个道之后才会有人信主。
How can they call on the one who cannot believe, and how can they believe without hearing and without someone being sent to preach the gospel?
弟兄姐妹，信主他不是从听见证，这个人做，我听得很感动，我就信主了，不是这样子。
The belief in the Lord is not about testimony heard.
他也不是说祷告蒙应允，我那个时候真的病得很厉害，后来病好了，我就信主了，也不是这样子。
Not about prayer answered.
信耶稣只有一条道路，信道是从听道来的。
It's only from preaching heard.
那些祷告蒙应允或者做见证是使我们的心软下来。
Testimony and prayer soften our heart.
原来不肯听到的人肯听到了。
So people may have hardened heart.
最后那个步骤一定是他听到了福音，信了耶稣，他才成为一个信主的人。
The last steps is about the gospel heard.
那你说，福音在讲什么？
Then what is the gospel?
用圣经的话说，福音就是讲耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
So it's about crisis and crucifixion.
但弟兄姐妹，圣经它是神的话语，它引导你归向耶稣基督。
So Bible is leading you to Jesus.
在彼得前书第一章二十三到二十五节，我把这个经文读一下，我就读中文的部分。你们蒙了重生，就这里告诉我们，我们所听到的这个道它是什么样的一个性质哈？说你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子。那他讲的这个种子是什么呢？说哦，是借着神活泼长存的道。然后他说，凡有血气的，尽都如草。他是引用以赛亚书的这个经文，我们都知道四十章的经文，说他的美容都像，好像老花眼哈，都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢。唯有主的道是永存的，所传给你们的最后那句话，大家 pay attention， 所传给你们的福音就是这道。
So it's about the word which gospels preach to you, the incorruptible seed, which is word of God.
那这段经文是整本圣经当中对于说传道跟听到的那个道到底是什么最清楚的解释。
This is the clear explanation about the gospel in the whole Bible.
所传给你们的福音就是这道。
So this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you.
我们说信道是从听道来的，没有传道的怎么能够听见呢？就是你传的是什么道，听的是什么道，然后你信的又是什么道。
So someone sent to preach and you heard. So what about the gospel, the true gospel?
那彼得前书说所传给你们的福音就是这道。
So this is the gospel preached unto you.
那弟兄姐妹，从广义来说，整本圣经都是神的话，都是神的道。
Broadly speaking, the whole Bible is the word of God.
但从一个专门的狭义来说，福音就是传道的人所传的道，也是我们基督徒我们信道我们听到的那个道。
Strictly speaking, the word is about the gospel. That's shared by the missionary and preacher.
这个福音它显明耶稣的身份，还有他的作为，他传扬十字架的道理。那这样的信了，就你听到这样的道，信了这样的道，那个这个叫做信主。
So it's about the deed and status of Jesus. Once you heard and you accept Jesus, then that's the gospel.
再给大家一段经文做参考，这是出自于雅各书第一章二十一节，我把经文读一下。所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和淫欲的邪恶，存温柔的心领受所栽种的道，就是传道者借着传讲的功夫把那个神的道把这个福音栽种在你们心里。那你存温柔的心领受所栽种的道，就是能够救你们灵魂的道。
So we need to humbly accept the word implanted in you. In James chapter 1 verses 21, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent and humbly accepted the word implanted in you.
光是这样子就把教会里许多人给分出来了。
This is how we differentiate the people in the church.
教会里有许多弟兄姐妹，他们是真心听了道，真心信了道，接受耶稣基督做他的主和救主。
Some truly accept Jesus and accept as a true savior.
但是有些人他们只是听一个见证感动了，祷告蒙应允了，但是他们没有接受耶稣基督做他的救主，他没有经过信道的程序。
Some just heard the prayer and the testimony, but they never really accept Jesus as their own personal savior.
我们再要看的是提摩太后书第三章的一些经文。
So let's look at Second Timothy.
就是大家都很熟悉提摩太后书第三章十六节，圣经都是神所默示的，于教训督责，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的。这节经文大家都熟悉。
So we know about The Bible is good for rebuking, correcting, training in righteousness.
那我先把16节之前的那几节经文给大家看一下。
But several verses before also important.
保罗对提摩太说不但如此哦，凡立志在基督里敬虔度日的也都要受逼迫只是作恶的和迷惑人的必越久越恶，他欺哄人也被人欺哄。
In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evildoers, impostors will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived.
所以他先讲到会受逼迫，然后会被欺哄等等。
So persecuting, deceiving, and being deceived.
然后接着他又说这些经文是连续性的，说但是呢，提摩太，你所学习所确信的都要存在心里面，因为你知道是跟谁学的。并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这个圣经呢，能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus.
大家注意到没有？说这个得救包括生活上的得救啊。
So it's about salvation in your life.
因为他刚刚在讲什么？
So what is talking about?
被迷惑呀，受逼迫啊。
Right, disguised, persecuted.
然后接着说因为你有圣经在你里面，可以使你因为耶稣基督有得救的智慧。
Yeah, because the Holy Scripture then wise for salvation.
接着才是我们所熟悉的那段经文。
Then we know this familiar phrases, verses.
说圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
All scripture is God-breathed and useful in teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.
我稍微分享一下这一段我们所熟悉的经文。
So let's share.
他讲到圣经的四个益处。
There are four major benefits of the Bible.
第一教训，第二督责，第三使人归正，第四教导人学义。
It's about teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.
就是圣经呢，它是神的话语。
Because Bible's word of God.
你系统性的读经，就是全部的吸收神的话语，能够使人明白神的旨意。
Systemic study will reveal God's will to us.
那弟兄姐妹，读经跟一般的听见证啊，或者是讲些关于心理学或社会学的东西不一样。
Bible study is different from hearing sermon, testimony, or psychology, or self-help books.
读圣经是直接领受神纯净的话语。
Study Bible directly from God.
你直接读圣经吗？
Directly from the Bible.
中间不掺杂人的意思。
Without any idea from man.
你每一个重生得救的人，可以在真理的圣灵的引导之下来研读神的话语。
So guided by Holy Spirit when you read it.
那这样子的属灵操练具有其他宗教活动所无法取代的功能。
So it is the spiritual exercise cannot be replaced by any other religious activities.
就是教导你，告诉你神的心意是什么。
So they teach you the will of God.
那第二个益处是督责。
Second, rebuking.
督责也就是指正的意思。
Which is correcting.
就是说在神话语的亮光当中呢，那我们的一些想法啊，还有我最近做的一些事情呢，就会被暴露出来，被对比出来，然后我就谦卑的来改正过来。
In light of God's word, erroneous thoughts and attitude are exposed, and we humbly correct by the truth.
就其实我们不读经的话，真的是不知道自己做错了。
So without reading the Bible, we don't know our mistakes.
你看嘛，听到很容易嘛，我可以捡我喜欢听的来听嘛。
We can pick and choose what we like to hear.
现在选择这么多，这个人不爱听，我马上换一个 channel.
So there are so many choices we can choose from.
你那种道，你听的再多，也不晓得自己有错。
So no matter how many we have heard, we will not know our mistakes.
但是你读神的话也不一样。
Bible study is different.
神的话就是摆在那里，你对了就是对了，错了就是错了。
So God's word never change. Our mistakes are nowhere to hide.
这个督责啊，它其实是一种灵命的诊断啊，就是
correcting his diagnosis，
好像我们去看医生，找出那个病在哪，诊断出病在哪里，然后下一步才可以说获得健康。
So you know the diagnosis so that you can improve your health.
那第三个益处是使人归正啊。
Third benefit is correcting.
那我把它称为是对着神来调整自己。
Which is adjusting yourself to God.
神的话摆在那里，那我错了，我要归正，我就对着神来一步一步的调整自己，使我能够与神同步。
So God's word is the correct standard, so we need to correct according to His standard, adjusting.
所以前面这三个益处，教训是让我们明白神的旨意，督责是显明自己的错误，那归正呢，就是使人能够改正错误，对着神来调整自己。
So teaching discloses God's will, rebuking discloses our mistake, correcting modifies our mistakes, and adjusts to God.
圣经一路读下来，他就告诉我们一件事情，说。一切人类问题的根源在于出在人跟神的关系。
Bible tells us the origin of all our problems are the relationship between God and man.
人如果违背神的旨意呢，他的灵命就会生病。
If man disobey God's will, spiritual diseases ensue.
那我们读圣经，是你持续的读的这个过程当中，圣经会引导你归向神。
Bible is guiding you to God.
使你跟神的关系恢复正常
，restore your relationship to God，
结出美好的果子来
，and bear fruits。
最后第四个益处是教导人学义
，the fourth benefit is training to justice。
对，英文的翻译比较好，有个训练的意思在那里。
English translator is better。
圣经对义的定义是什么？到底什么是义呢
？So what's the definition of righteousness？
义不管是在旧约或新约都是一个很重要的一个主题。
So it's an important topic in both Old Testament and New Testament.
圣经对义的定义是耶和华眼中看为正的事。
So it's about what's God's will.
行义就是在实际的生活当中做一个耶和华眼中看为正的人，然后行神眼中看为正的事。
To do right is to live according to God and behave.
然后有了这样子的四个好处呢，使我们可以行各样神眼中看为善的事情来。
So we can equip for every good work.
弟兄姐妹，我稍微解释一下，就是一般说啊，这个人在行善，他是个大善人，你会觉得他是个怎么样的人
？So what's the definition of good work?
我们一般就会觉得说他是个很好的人，他修桥补路，帮助穷人等等，是个大善人。
It's not about civil engineering and helping the poor.
但是圣经讲的这个善事呢，范围又比这个更广大了许多。
So God's scope is more grandeur.
他所说的是神眼中看为正的事情。
It's right according to God.
好比说你去传福音。
If you spread the gospel,
那些不信主的人未必觉得你在做善事。
So the people, the non-believer may not think you're doing the right thing.
但是在神的眼中，你是在做善事。
But in God's word, you're doing good work.
还有这个装备这件事，叫属神的人得以完全，或者是说，他们可以得到完全的装备。
So also important, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
你去受这个训练。你去接受那个训练，如何做个人见证，如何这个服侍那个服侍。但其实最好的训练是在神的话语当中。
Yeah, it's about training, about spread the gospel and serving. But the most important thing is study God's word.
叫属神的人得以完全。
So that we can thoroughly equip for every good work.
就是说清楚了你，你没有读圣经，你不明白神的话讲了些什么，你受十个训练、二十个训练，全都是白搭。
Without studying the Bible, no matter how much training you receive, it's worthless.
那些只是技术性的。
It's all technicality.
但是在你里面的那个基础成为原则的是神话语的储存在你心中。
Within you, the principle of your heart is God's word that matters.
我们说一些比较具体的，就是那怎么读圣经呢
？So practically speaking, how to study the Bible.
读经的方法，三样。
There's three ways.
第一个就是要读经的话，就要系统式读经。
The first is systemic.
第二是要有教导的读经。
Second with guidance.
第三是要有同伴。
Thirdly with companions.
我先用尼希米记的一段经文来跟大家做一个注解。
So let's share to, Nehemiah, Book of Nehemiah, some verses.
尼希米回到耶路撒冷去修耶路撒冷的城墙。
So he returned to Jerusalem to rebuild the wall.
修好之后，他就请来了文士以斯拉。
So after it's done, he invited the priest Ezra.
他们举行了一场盛会。
So they called a holy meeting.
然后以下是关于这个盛会的记载。
It's a description about the congregation.
到了七月，以色列人住在自己的城里，那时他们如同一人。聚集在水门前的宽阔处，请文士以斯拉将耶和华借摩西传给以色列人的律法书带来。
All the people came together as one in the square before the water gate. They told Ezra, the teacher of the law, to bring out the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord commanded for Israel.
大家看到没有？最后那句话说，将律法书带来。
The book of the law of the Moses.
我们现在每个人都有。一本两本好几本圣经是吧
But I think many, we have some people own more than one Bible.
在那个时代圣经都是皮卷手抄的
So in the old days, manually ascribed.
老百姓没有圣经
But usually common people cannot own a Bible.
就那么一卷
Because it's very rare.
请以斯拉请你带来读给我们听
So that's why they told Ezra, the teacher of the law,Brought it.
七月初一日，祭司以斯拉将律法书带到了听了能明白的男女会众面前，在水门前的宽阔处，从清早到晌午，在众男女一切听了能明白的人面前读着律法书。众民的反应呢？众民侧耳而听。
So on the first day of the seventh month, Israel, the priest brought the law before the assembly, which was made of men and women, and all who were able to understand. He read it aloud from daybreak till noon as he faced the square before the water gate in the presence of the men, women, and others who could understand. And all the people listened attentively to the book of the law.
这是一段很长时间的读神的话语跟听神的话语，而且他们是站着的。
So it took a long time to read and listen, and all stood.
文士以斯拉站在为这事特备的木台上。好，以下这一连串的名字，我没有办法念得那么顺畅，但是就是有几个人站在他的右边，又有几个人站在他的左边，他站在中间读神的话语。
So there was a teacher of the law stood on a high wooden platform with many people surrounding him for the occasion.
但是这些人都非常的重要，重要到一个地步，要在圣经上把他们的名字记载下来。
These are the important people, and their name were recorded in the Bible.
以斯拉站在众民以上，在众民眼前展开这书，他一展开，众民就都站起来。以斯拉称颂耶和华至大的神，众民都举手应声说：“阿门，阿门！”就低头面伏于地敬拜耶和华。
Ezra opened the book, all the people could see him because he was standing above them, and as he opened it, the people all stood up. Ezra praised the Lord, the great God, and all the people lifted their hands and responded, Amen, Amen. Then they bowed down and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground.
然后这些人，就这些人的名字，还有那名字我 skip, 就还有利未人使百姓明白律法，百姓都站在自己的地方，他们清清楚楚地念神的律法书，讲明意思，使百姓明白所念的。
The Levites and many important people instruct the people in the law while the people were standing there. They read from the book of the law of the God, making it clear and giving the meanings so that the people understood what was being read.
所以这些人加上利未人，他们去做了一件事情，他们帮助百姓明白 刚才念的那些律法书的意思。
So Levites, those people, were helping others to understand what was read to them.
接着尼希米就出场了。
Then Nehemiah came.、
Okay. 好，省长尼希米和做祭司的文士以斯拉，并教训百姓的利未人，对众民说：“今日是耶和华你们神的圣日，不要悲哀哭泣，这是因为众民听见律法书上的话，都哭了。”
Then Nehemiah, the governor, Ezra, the priest and teacher of the law, and the Levites who were instructing the people said to them all, "This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep." For all the people had been weeping as they listened to the words of the law.
学习完了神的律法，接下来的是彼此的团契的时间。所以又对他们说，你们去吃肥美的，喝甘甜的，有不能预备的呢，就分给他。因为今日是我们主的圣日，你们不要忧愁，因靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。
After reading came fellowship, Nehemiah said, "Go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is in your strength."
接着他们就去执行这个命令。于是利未人使众民静默，说：“今日是圣日，不要作声，也不要忧愁。众民都去吃喝，也分给人，大大快乐。因为最后那句话很重要，因为他们明白所教训他们的话。”
They observed the instruction. Levi calmed all the people, saying, "Be still, for this is a holy day. Do not grieve." Then all the people went away to eat and drink, to send portions of the food, and to celebrate with great joy.Because they now understood the words that had been made known to them.
弟兄姐妹，这是一段非常重要的经文。
This is a very important verse.
它告诉我们读经的三个阶段。
So there's three stages about reading the Bible.
第一个最重要的就是读神的话语。
Of course, first reading the word.
就是老老实实的读神的话语。
The word for word.
他们从清早到晌午就是在读神的话语。
From daybreak until noon.
第二个，有利未人去解释神的话语。
Second, someone helped them to explain the word.
第三个，他们要确定百姓都明白神的话语。
Thirdly, make sure everybody understood.
一个有效果的读经也是在三个阶段。
So effective Bible study also have those three stages.
第一个就是各位弟兄姐妹自己打开圣经来读神的话语。
So open the Bible and read.
不是听某一个牧师讲，不是听谁在那里查经，而是你自己打开圣经去读神的话语，这是第一个步骤。
So not about sermon, not about other people teaching you, but read the Bible yourself.
然后才是有熟悉律法的利未人来帮你解释刚刚读的那是什么意思。
Then Levi, someone familiar with the Bible, help to explain.
最后应该有个第三个，就是一个确认的步骤，说。确认说你明白所读的是什么。
And then confirm you really understand.
那系统性读经是从创世纪到启示录按照顺序读完圣经66本书。
Systematic study does go from Genesis to Revelation sequentially, all 66 books.
我从2006年带弟兄姐妹系统性读经一直到现在已经
So from 2006 until now, 15 years has passed, I lead systematic Bible study, reading.
我们找出一个最适合大家的一个速度，就是旧约的时候，我们每个礼拜读十章，读读读，读到新约之后呢，我们就放慢速度，就是每个礼拜读五章。
So I found a perfect speed, Old Testament 10 chapters a week, New Testament 5 a week.
这样子的话，三年的时间可以很有效果的读完整本圣经。
So we can finish in 3 years systematically.
你叫人说一年读完一遍圣经，老师说他读完之后不晓得自己读了些什么。
If you finish in 1 year, you don't know what you're reading about, just speeding through.
你慢慢来说，十年才读完，就是人生有几个十年。
If it's too slow, 10 years, or how many 10 years in your life?
但是我们再来最后复习一下这个读经的实在的情况。
The reality about the Bible reading
就是一般基督徒对圣经虽然不陌生，但是也不是非常的了解熟悉哈。就好像你在公寓啊哈，在电梯里嘛，那你跟人打招呼，哦，这个脸很熟嘛，对吧？就说哎呀，上班呀，出去买菜呀，那其实你们并不是真的那么熟。
The most Christians know strangers to Bible, but not well versed. It is similar to greet someone in the elevator after work, grocery shopping. You really don't know the guy.
那大部分的基督徒呢？我们跟圣经的关系就是在一个电梯叫做教会，在一个叫做教会的电梯里面跟人打招呼，虽然不是陌生，但是也不是真的很熟悉。
Most Christians have a similar relationship with Bible in the church elevator. No stranger, but not well versed.
它也有点像是新年励志。
So we all know about New Year's resolution.
好，虽然教会时常鼓励大家读圣经，就年初的时候大家就是拿到一个读经的这个进度表，说我想今年把它读完，但是可能一月还没过完就已经放弃了。
Church often encourage Bible reading, provide reading guidelines first of the year, but few can persist, usually gave up by the end of January.
但现在就有一个问题啊，身为牧师，这个问题我心里是有，因为有答案，所以我才会去做。这个问题就是说，那到底基督徒想不想读圣经
？Quandary as a people, do Christians really want to read the Bible?
就是我每个礼拜看到的这么多弟兄姐妹，到底在他们的心里面，他是想读圣经呢，还是不想读圣经？他如果不想读圣经，我也不想去麻烦他。
Do they have the will to read? If not, I would like to impose.
但我有一个信念，就是一个真正的基督徒哈，我一直相信说，神的儿女他的内心当中，他是想要读圣经的。
As a pastor, I believe children of God want to read the Bible.
我是存着这个信念才去推动读圣经这件事情。
So this is a foundation for me to encourage Bible reading.
就他不是不想读，他是得不到实际上的帮助，所以他很容易放弃。
So willing doing too different, you need help to persist.
就是做不做得到，它是一回事，但是你里面有没有这个 desire， 有没有这个意愿，好了，有没有这个意愿，那是另外一回事。那只要说你里面有这个意愿的话，那一切都可以行得通。
Willing and doing are different. As long as there's a will, we can help.
就是对，我们可以来帮助他们哈。那就是我的经验，事实证明，大多数的基督徒都有读经的意愿。
So most Christians has the will to read Bible.
我在我们教会开始这个读经班的时候，从创世纪开始，在之前我就先跟大家说好了，你来我这个班上呢，你进入你的脚进入这个教室的时候，你已经先把那十章圣经读完了。如果你这周没有读完那十章的话，你不要进来。
Before you come, you have to read the verse first.Before you even step into the classroom. Otherwise, don't even bother.
然后我们这堂课呢，主日学课呢是60分钟。
So it's a 60 minutes class.
你不要给我迟到早退。
No truancy, no tardiness.
一开始的时候都在那里，然后你不要给我中途说我要出去下面那个厨房要我帮忙，我出去打饭，我去干嘛，你都待到最后。
No whole pass.
然后每堂课结束之前有考试。
And then there's a quiz before the end of the class.
如果你觉得你还想来的话，欢迎你来上课。
So if you're still willing to come, welcome.
结果就是其实是出乎我意料之外，就是一开始的第一次上课呢，就那个我们最大的教室它就坐满了。
So beyond imagination, I had a full house.
后来人数不断增加，有坐在走廊上的。
So even spilled over to the corridor.
我相信这样子的基督徒，他其实在任何一间教会，在每间教会都是占据大多数的。
So I believe majority of the Christians are like that.
他们都渴望听神的话语。
We're eager for God's word.
这是只是一个 sample， 就是 在我以前的教会的一个教育的一个流程图。
So、that's West Los Angeles Baptist Church, the flow chart about different classes.
主要是四个班级，还没有信主的，我们有慕道班；信主之后呢，我们有信徒造就班。三个月的信徒造就班结束之后呢，我们有为期三年的读经班。读经班毕业的人呢，可以进一步去接受门徒训练。我们用美南浸信会的 Master Life。
So there's a different for the seeker, beginner, and Bible reading class in 3 years, and after graduation into a master life. And then we use the Baptist Convention, the disciple training material. So summarize today's sermon. Returning to Bible, have to read the Bible first.
所谓教导圣经，就是清清楚楚的念神的律法书，讲明意思，使百姓明白所念的。这是刚刚我们读的那个以斯拉的故事。
So according to Israel, teaching Bible means making it clear and giving the meaning so that the people understand what is being read.
我想跟弟兄姐妹就是讲清楚一点，清清楚楚说明神话语的意思，不是讲神学。
So it's not about theology.
我如果跟你讲加尔文神学或亚米尼安神学，我不是在教导神的话语。
So it's not about Calvinism or some others.
也不是说像一般你常常看到的，一个人他引用了一两节经文，他就开始不晓得说到哪里去。
Or just about knowledge, quoting several verses and digressing to other topics.
而是像我们刚刚读的那段圣经讲，他们清清楚楚的读神的话语，然后解释所读的那段话语中的意思，那个就是刚刚我们读过的。
But systematically, clearly reading God's word and explaining.
那我把马太福音28章的这个大使命读一下。耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施浸，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在直到世界的末了。
So the great command, then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, therefore go and make disciples of all nationsBaptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the earth, the age.
主的话说得非常清楚，是吧？
So it's so clear.
但是，是不是很容易让人误会啊？
But is it easy for us to do?
你如果现在去问一个一般的教会或一位弟兄姐妹说，耶稣的大使命是什么？
If you ask Great Commission to a church or many congregation, what the answer will be?
他会告诉你什么？传福音啊！
Spread the gospel.
大使命就是传福音啊！
That's a great command.
这里有没有说大使命就是传福音？
What about here?
哦，你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Make disciples of all nations.
这个是大使命的内容，是吧？
So this is the contents of a great command.
主要我们去使人做他的门徒啊。
But make disciples of all nations.
不只是传完福音，看有没有人要举手决志吧。
Of course, they have to decide, accept Jesus.
而且这里面还有说要教训他们遵守。
Teaching them to obey everything.
所以主的话语当中有说，你们要去教训他们遵守。
So it's about teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
那我们就很好奇了，到底就是主把这个大使命给了这十二使徒吧，他们有没有照着去做？
So what about the 12 disciples? Did they follow the great command?
第一次教会历史上第一次有人信主，很多人悔改，那个整个的过程记载在使徒行传第二章。
So in Acts chapter 2,
那我读一下，于是领受他话，他就是彼得，他话的人就受了浸。那一天门徒约添了3000人，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接擘饼祈祷。
So those who accept Peter's message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to the numbers of the day. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship and to the breaking bread and to prayer. So where does the teaching come from?
这就跟刚才的接上去, 主耶稣说, 凡我教训, 吩咐你们的, 都教训他们遵守。
So teach them everything what I have commanded.
使徒是完全顺服主的。
So they obeyed Jesus.
他们不是说, 诶, 今天我彼得想到了一套东西, 我来教训你。 然后明天约翰说, 我想到另外一套, 我来教训你。 而是他们把主当初教他们的, 他们都去教这些刚信主的人, 这个叫教训。
So they teach what Jesus had commanded them.
然后另外就是这个人的方面, 所以一同学习神的话语,
So study God's word together.
于是领受他话的人就受了浸,那一天门徒约添了3000人, 就讲的是说他们一起来学习神的话语, 所以是有同伴的。
So about 3,000 added to the number of the day, they study together, together.
在这种一同学习神的话语的, 环境当中, 弟兄姐妹, 大家一起学嘛,
so we learn together.
同步学,
simultaneously.
而且是真的就是读神的话语,
really reading God's word.
那这样子, 一个礼拜, 一个礼拜, 一个月, 一个月, 一年, 一年, 读下来的, 它会发生什么事情呢?
Week by week, month by month, year by year, what happens then?
就会发生保罗所讲的这件事情。
So that's what Peter, Paul talked about.
在真道上同归于一。
So we will reach unity in faith.
原来我是听这个讲员的, 他是听那个牧师的。
Some just listen to the preacher.
但是从大家一起开始来听神的话语的时候, 日子久了之后, 就会在真道上同归于一。
Then it's about God's word, then we will reach unity.
你说现在的时代, 这么混乱, 到底我应该听谁的呢?
So this is a chaotic world. So who should I listen to?
弟兄姐妹, 这是一个, 大好的机会, 是整个教会一起回到神的面前, 全体教会一起来同步学习神的话语, 这是一个大好的良机。
So this is a great opportunity for everybody here to study the word together. Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你把你宝贵的话语赏赐给我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, thanks for your precious word to us.
也感谢主给我们有教会。